We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scramble for it. They're all trying to find it, but it's free for Hedman. He'll have to hurry. 4 seconds. Stepkos fires. Blocked by Varlamov. Puck comes out, and the Islanders hold on, and they will take Game 1.
I'm getting sick of hearing that as your headline. Brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. It comes your way at 229. Brought to you by WeatherSeal. Dollar Down can beautify your home with new insulated siding. $1 down. WeatherSealHomeServices.com or call 877-351-SEAL.
They're showing integrity, intensity, and intelligence on the ice. The New York Islanders, America's team. Right now, I'd like for Jordan Eberle to get going, however, as the series progresses.
Who do you think is the most popular American hockey team?
I mean, I'm tempted to
say the Blackhawks used to get the best ratings.
Well, popular nationwide, I would say the Penguins are in the conversation. Locally, rabid fans, Buffalo to me is still.
I think it's cooled off, though, because they've been so bad.
So bad?
Yeah.
Detroit,
I think the Penguins do the best local ratings.
Well, yeah, but Buffalo, remember how we would always watch, like, it would be the Cup ratings, Cup final ratings, and the Penguins weren't in it, and Buffalo would just doggedly be up there in the top
three?
Yeah,
it'd be the two teams playing in the Stanley Cup, and then Buffalo would have the third best rating.
Right.
Yeah.
Detroit used to be very popular,
Hockey Town USA.
But now this is Hockey Mecca.
I know.
I don't know. Who would you
say
it's the Penguins?
Boston's up there.
Yeah, but people hate Boston teams if they're not from Boston.
True.
You're Jack Edwards, you're Brad Marchand, things of that nature.
I don't think hockey has, they don't have a Wayne Gretzky, and I'm saying Wayne and not Mario for this reason. I feel like casual fans might just root for Wayne Gretzky's team because he was such a crossover.
He legitimized hockey in L.A. when they traded him.
Yeah, and he had, you could buy sneakers that had his name on the back of them, and
I wouldn't be into that.
He was hosting Saturday Night Live, and he was bigger than.
If somebody's like, look at my cool shoes.
He was the biggest star the sport had ever seen.
But if somebody's like, look at my cool shoes.
They're Gretzky's.
They're Gretzky's. I'd be like, that's lame, dude. That would have had no like stylistic cachet.
Really? I think I had a pair of Gretzky's in first grade.
Oh, that's a bad look.
They were LA Gears.
Okay.
They'd light up when you ran. They were pretty cool, man.
So he was a distant second on the LA Gear pitchman list behind Akeem Olajuwon then? Anybody endorse British Knights back in the day? Was there like a famous athlete who could be found wearing those BKs?
I don't remember.
Were those hot when you were in school?
Not really.
Craig?
Reeboks were okay.
The pump was a big deal.
The pumps.
Nikes.
Yeah, Nikes were.
Dude, British Knights were a big deal at my Catholic school.
Nike was number one by a big,
well, sure,
big number.
The pump took a bite out of that. Air Jordans, but still obviously ruled the day.
Here's a thought on the Islanders for a second. If this is the way teams win in the playoffs now, why wouldn't the Penguins just adopt that style? Especially if Malkin's out. If Sidney Crosby, if the best thing you can say about him is that he doesn't care about the numbers and the stats. Mm-hmm. So you have a leader, your best player, your hardest worker, is someone that I think would buy into playing more of a defensive game. It's not like he's not Mario or Jagr. He's somebody that people get pissed off when he's not a Selke finalist and then rationalize it by saying, well, Selke's not for superstars. But he is. He's not someone, like the idea, say 10 years ago, that the Penguins you know, couldn't trap or couldn't play ugly hockey because look at all the stars they have. They had. Mm-hmm. They're not built that way. Well, now that they're aging out and getting older, why, like, and it's winning in the playoffs, you should adopt that style. Maybe not all the time.
Well, I think
but you should
done
have it
in
your repertoire.
I think they've done it in the past.
You should have it in your bag of tricks.
If we were to have Bob Grove on, say, this week, if the Islanders keep on trucking like this, I suspect he will wax poetic about times where they adopted either a trap or a left-wing lock in, like, those high-flying 90s series where they won to defuse teams and frustrate teams and stymie teams. In fact, I know I've heard those stories told. I feel like Starkey used to tell
them.
But
I think there's a little bit of if you can't beat them, join them.
Well, here's,
and that applies to...
But you're missing the obvious
that,
part of
that
this
That applies
here.
To getting bigger, and that applies to the style in which you play.
But, there's a third thing here. Semyon Varlamov has a .930 save percentage. You can get bigger and more physical and more defensively locked down stylistically
if you want. If you block a ton of shots and you clog the neutral zone and you limit the high danger scoring chances, that can help make a... Now, I still don't think it should be Jari. But that can make whatever goalie you bring into the offseason better.
I agree with that, but that goalie still has to, in any game against any high-caliber opponent, is probably going to have to make 5 or 6 saves that easily could be goals.
Okay.
And Varlamov's saving them right now.
Right.
And that's a huge X factor.
I know it is, but go find somebody like Varlamov this offseason.
But how those could you guys have predicted Varlamov would be Varlamov?
Exactly.
That's the problem.
No, but I think that's what makes it easier.
Wait, if it's a total crapshoot outside of maybe 2 or 3 guys, how does that make it easier?
I'm saying that you're not going to be able to find Vasilevsky. You wouldn't want to pay a goaltender like that.
If you
want
to say the barrier to entry and finding one, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yes,
fine.
That's what I mean.
How do you know that that guy is going to be right?
Well,
no one
don't.
Would have predicted that Varlamov would be this good.
Yeah, but yes, you could have predicted that.
How?
You could have predicted that he was going to be really good because of the style the Islanders use. It worked for Robin Lehner. It got him paid.
They're paying Varlamov $6 million a year. Why, if their style insulates goalies so well, why wouldn't they just load up on skaters and pay a league minimum goalie?
I think they probably will. I think eventually they'll just let Sorokin take that job and they'll pay and they'll spend less on their goalies in order to keep skaters together.
Varlamov, if he plays the entire Penguin series, they're done.
Right.
So that tells me that like they needed Sorokin just to get through this little bit.
He has a Penguins disorder.
Okay. So how do you know you don't find a goalie that has a insert team disorder
well,
for
I'd
one
rather,
that you might run into?
I'd rather spin that roulette wheel than have Jari passing the puck to the other team.
Yes, because the Jari passing the puck roulette wheel doesn't end well
ever.
If
you are an all-skill, we're going to outscore you base team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Would you say the Lightning are that?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
The Lightning have the best team in the NHL because they used a loophole. And they were able to use a loophole because the season was so short. It wasn't an 82-game October through April grind. And they were able to put together a team that in normal times would have never been able to – it wouldn't have worked. They
would have been over the cap.
Yes. So, you know, it's hard to make any comparison to Tampa Bay because they jake the system. I'm surprised you're not a bigger Lightning fan. They're right up your alley. They came up with this all-time loophole. They're $18 million over the salary cap, which is even, if you're $18 million, think about how big hockey salary cap is compared to the NFL.
You're like 33% over the cap almost in that case. Isn't it like 70-some million?
Yeah.
So wait. Yeah, you're like almost 30% over the cap right there with that number.
That would be like the Steelers being able to trade for Julio Jones and insert another...
Throw Jalen Ramsey in there.
And,
why not?
And yeah, they're allowed to dress those guys in the playoffs once it starts.
So other than the fact that there might be a goal pool where you have like 8 Lightning players, you should actually be loving the Islanders even more than you already are here.
No, I don't... I give Tampa credit because they didn't break any rules. They're not cheaters.
Well,
it's not like the Houston Astros. But I'm just saying to compare your team, to compare the Penguins situation and say, why can't they be more like the Lightning? Well, we're probably never going to see a team like this ever
Fair
again.
Enough. How do you – so, okay. I want to dig down this road of Penguins play more the Islanders style. How many players do you need to overhaul your team into playing that style?
I don't know if you have to do that. Going back to Crosby – and if you have, I think your team has some pieces and players that would probably allow you to play that way as is.
Can you get that? I mean, I think it's a little overrated, the idea that just because your captain would buy in, then everybody else directly falls in line with that style. And I don't even know if Crosby, as much as he is a selfless superstar,
doesn't he want to win playoff games? You got to do what it takes.
I just wonder if Sidney Crosby feels like, hey, me playing like Michael Pekka all the time is the right move here. I think there's a certain organizational stubbornness where the Penguins see the Islanders as the modern incarnation of the 90s Devils, and they say, we're not going to do that. That's just not who we are. We'll deploy these tactics from time to time, but what makes us special, what's made us win three cups this century, is that we can score goals better than just about anyone.
Half the teams that are left playing are big defensive system teams, the Islanders and the Canadiens, mm-hmm. and the other two have Hall of Fame goaltenders.
You don't think Vegas's system, by being so aggressive on the forecheck and being so good at just carrying play, is in
but when
its
they
own
don't
way
when they don't carry play, they can lean on Fleury, and the same thing can be said of Tampa Bay. They've got Vasilevsky. They can afford to be a little bit more aggressive.
The
and
Canadians
push the
are just a flu. Well, you're also saying you're trying to lump the Canadians in. They have Carey Price. He's also headed to the Hall
yeah,
of Fame.
Good point.
I'm just saying they're more the goalie team than they are the
but
system.
What does
team.
That tell you, though? The teams that are left are more about goal prevention than goal scoring.
I think the playoffs, since I've been like alive and able to really understand what I've been watching, or have been more about goal prevention.
So then why don't the Penguins build their team that way? Because they think it's more fun and more aesthetically pleasing. They'd rather be entertaining than win. I mean,
they've won two cups in the last 5 years.
I was just going to say, when you win back-to-back, it negates that. But clearly,
they also got great goaltending those
years,
but, though.
Yeah, but also the way the games are officiated and called now change that, too.
That's the wild card for me. The fact that even in the last 3 years or so, it seems like there's been more and more of a tendency to not call stuff in the playoffs, that has gone even further to
like,
hurt the
here's
Penguins.
A question for you. Casey Cizikas is a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
Would you move things around to bring a guy like him in? Because in one sense, you'd be robbing and taking away from your other teams, the team you have to get through that's beaten you in the playoffs 2 out of 3
years. I like
years.
That part of it, because you're breaking up their most
their identity line.
Their most important line, one that sets a tone for them the way you're talking about Crosby setting a more defensive tone. I would like that. It's strength down the middle. I'd certainly think about it. I just wonder how much of this is like, it's just the Islanders really having this success with their system being so disciplined. And also, how much are we short-shrifting
really.
Them for just being a good hockey team?
Well,
I think there's like this tendency to say, well, they're playing this system, they're playing this way. They're also just good. They are. They were in the conference finals last year, too.
Yeah.
It's not like
but they were in
fluke.
The conference finals last year because they played this way.
They have good hockey players, is my point. I think it cheapens what they're doing to say, if they were coached by anyone else playing any other system, they would absolutely suck. I don't think that's the case. They have good young... They're doing this without their best actual player, which should tell you how good the rest of the roster is.
I actually disagree with you on that. Because I think they were just as good, if not better, on paper before Trotz got there when they had Tavares and they didn't win diddly squat. It's like as soon as the coach changed and the philosophy of the team changed, they got much, much better. Because they built their team for now. They built their teams for the playoffs. The Penguins right now, you can't argue this. They are not a team that's built to win in
the
playoffs
were prescient.
Currently.
The Islanders, I will give the Islanders this. They had great foresight. So I guess I'm agreeing with you in some ways. They had some great foresight in figuring out what way the wind was blowing in the NHL, and they did build towards that, and they are now reaping the benefits of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.